Hey there, you're listening to the Creative Journey Podcast. We help you navigate the creative path to boost you up and inspire you to soar. I'm your host, Arlie. You can stay up to date with me and anything Creative Journey by hopping on to my Instagram and Facebook pages at Arlie Cox. Let's get going. Hi there, everybody. I am so happy to be back. I just came back from a two-week stint out at my family cabin in the woods where there is limited internet access. And so I took a couple weeks off of this podcast just to get back to my roots, and it felt really good. I spent a lot of time in the sunshine and in the lake and kayaking and being with my family, and it was really quite a lovely time. And I came back this week because I am getting set up to do the next project that I have on the go, and it is a off-the-floor live recording of a new CD. This new CD is really exciting for me as it's being recorded in a way that feels really different for me. It being a live recording, there's so much more room for error. There's room for being and feeling more vulnerable with the process and really trusting the people around me that they are going to try and do the best job for me. So I'm moving into this next project with a lot of fear. So it's really timely that my next reading that is in the lineup of readings that I have set up here is called Fear. I wrote this just after, again, coming back from Memphis. I was going through my separation divorce. A lot of my life was up in the air. I didn't have a direction to turn. I didn't know where I was going or what I was doing. And everything just felt really unstable and unsteady. So it's interesting that I took the 2 weeks off and I'm staring down the pipeline here of my next project, which is this live recording CD, and I get to read one of my writings to you entitled Fear. So this is a writing that is very conversational. Again, it's not very poetic. I get into my poetry writing a little bit further down the line. So this is more my take on what fear is like and understanding it for myself on a deeper level, and also maybe giving some suggestions as to how we can think about fear. Because in my career choices always based around change. I'm consistently reinventing myself. I'm consistently changing the way I work in the world and what I do. And with all the change comes this understanding about like what fear really is. Because we can fear change, We can fear the unknown. And because I do it so often with myself, it gets a little bit easier as you go. I'm not saying that we need to have like a really, really intimate relationship with fear. It's more so that we can start moving closer to the truth once we sit in fear. The truth about ourselves, the truth about our creative work in the world, the truth about our relationship with others. So I'd like to read to you today my writing on fear. Fear. There's a brand new journey starting, a journey to understanding fear on an intimate level, and I gotta say, I'm enticed by it. At first, it feels really, really scary, stunningly complex, a close heat. But once you realize that you can move through fear, there is a knowing that appears deep, deep down. The knowing is that you can, in fact, come out the other end in one whole banged up glorious piece. Arms and legs still intact, brain still tucked lovingly into place, conscious and heart in check. As you engage with fear, there are chunks of you that cleave clear off your body in the pressure of the wake. They fall off sudden and rattle off into the ditch like an old hubcap. We probably didn't need those rusty old things anyway. It's kind of a miracle when you wake up after sitting in fear to find that you have gained so much more power and understanding than you have ever imagined. It's kind of a miracle when you wake up after sitting in fear to find that you have gained so much more power and understanding than you ever imagined. Fear is a sort of monster that has a gnashing, gnarly mouth and fiery eyes. I'm sure you're familiar. And there are so many different types. So we have a couple of choices on how to sit with it. We can wield our sword and run right toward it, howling our war cry, likelihood of singed eyebrow hair, broken collarbone, sunglasses askew, and a few tears probable. Outcome unknown, but most likely lots of change. Or we can duck, run and hide, licking a lolly under a rock, safe, held and sweet. Outcome known, no change. I think of running full tilt into fear is like welcoming a sort of death to occur over and over again. Death of the old parts. Death of the old parts. Poof, burned up fast, floating like ashes on the wind. The parts that were afraid to try somehow lightened. I think of running full tilt into fear is like welcoming a sort of death to occur. Over and over again, death of the old parts, poof, burned up fast, floating like ashes on the wind, the parts that were afraid to try somehow lightened. If we tighten up our intimate relationship with fear, would we be more likely to share our most creative, vulnerable parts with the world? There will always be the likelihood that we will fall down and get banged up in the process. Yes, that can happen. It can be embarrassing and so intense that it vacuums the air straight out of your lungs. There will always be the likelihood that we will fall down and get banged up in the process. Yes, This can happen. It can be embarrassing and so intense that it vacuums the air straight out of your lungs. I've been there more times than I can count on my fingers and toes, and I'm 100% sure that's part of the process. As you get back up and dust off the flotsam of the wreckage, you get better and better at sitting with it or running headfirst into it and letting go of the old parts that just don't fit. As I write this, I encourage myself and you to continue to stand in the groundlessness of fear. As I write this, I encourage myself and you to continue to stand in the groundlessness of fear, the groundlessness of sharing your creativity, of moving to a new place, of standing on a new stage, of telling your truth, of sharing your heart, of raising your babies, of making your art, of singing your songs, of writing your books. Learning to sit smack dab in the utter loneliness of fear without filling the deep void with distraction or grabbing at the next best thing or clinging to addiction. The groundlessness in fear can be terrifying, but we could also think of it like flying. The groundlessness and fear can be terrifying, but we could also think of it like flying. So instead of using a sword, say you've got a set of wings. And these wings jut out like sails to pick you up and guide you right into the arms of the infinite universe of possibility, love, and creativity. Groundlessness and fear can be terrifying, but we could also think of it like flying. So instead of using a sword, say you've got a set of wings, and these wings jut out like sails to pick you up, to guide you right into the arms of the infinite universe of possibility, love, and creativity. Bumps, scratches, egos, and broken bones can heal with time and loving care. But the what-ifs will stick to you like tar until you leave this earthly plane, until you have burned up fast, again floating like ashes on the wind, or to reincarnate, learn from it, and have a go-getter again. That was my reading on fear. I'd just like to state that when you're creating, the struggle, it doesn't have to always be a struggle. It can actually be quite joyous and exciting and fresh and new. We do not need to struggle in order to create good art. Let me just say that again. We do not need to struggle in order to create good art. There's a bravery that is needed in anything that we do, in our careers, in our parenting, in our, of course, creativity, in our place we are in families. There are so many places that require us to be brave. I always tell my friends with children specifically that they are so brave, and the amount of fear you have to face when you become a parent and you're parenting toddlers and babies, or you're parenting teenagers that are trying to navigate their way in the world, or you're parenting adults who are going through things and life's most difficult trials themselves, I always say that parents are some of the bravest people that I know. I am not one myself, but I have deep, profound respect for people who can welcome other lives into the world and steward them and care for them and face fear on a daily basis. So if you're a parent, and you're looking down the pipeline as I am on a new creative endeavor, just remember that you've probably faced fear a million times more than you think you have in your life. And you probably have already created some sort of relationship with it. So thank you so much again for listening. I'm reading these readings as much for you as I am for myself. It's a reminder for myself to continue to be courageous on my own path and to continue to listen to my heart instead of my head, because my head always tells me some really interesting information and it can twist me up and have me pointed in several different directions, and really all I have to do is just center into my heart space. So I'm feeling a lot better moving into this recording phase after reading that to you and being here with you in this space. So thank you for sharing this space with me. Thank you for your bravery, and thank you for helping me be a little bit more courageous. I appreciate you. And I hope that you can take some time today or in the next week to really appreciate your own self and some of the achievements that you have done in the last year, and realizing that fear is just a thing. And if we can center into that heart space, if we can create a deeper relationship with fear, I think we'd all be moving in a very positive direction. I hope you guys have a good day today. I'll talk to you soon.